Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fabulous love don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
Because Alex has to go take her baby to the fucking doctor.
Oh my God.
I really can't believe you let her get away with that, Lewis.
What's with this kid? Constantly has to go to the hospital every 6 months.
Am I being an asshole?
Yeah, usually.
I'm not sure what you're asking. Yeah, the answer is yes.
No, we decided 11 a.m. Wednesdays was going to be our time. And then both
this
G-Mike
is the first
and
one
Alex,
we've come through with.
I know, but it almost didn't come to fruition at this time because everyone involved didn't want to do it at this time, even though this is the time we decided on.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing last week. We had a real Jay was fucking recording from a garbage can. Like Oscar the Grouch.
Next to a garbage can.
Oh, shit.
Slightly next to it.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, you know, let's fucking pick a time, stick to it. No? It's not that crazy. Granted, well, next week is going to be a problem for me.
I was going to say, it's just a problem. I think every week when it's not me, any week that it's not me, I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Like, I can't say, it's... Last week, literally, it was like causing me like sleep loss and all kinds of different shit. And then you're like, guys, when it's that time, you're like, we said 11 o'clock. Could we please make a fucking effort to do this at 11 o'clock? And then it all takes is the 1 week where you're like, you see, I have to travel next Wednesday.
I do actually have to travel next Wednesday. Of course. But can we do? Let's figure out a time.
It's a miracle that we get these episodes out every week. If you saw our group text messages of how every single week it's a scramble of like, hey, I can't do Wednesday. And then someone else is like, well, can we do Thursday? And then they go, well, I'm traveling all day Thursday. And then you go, we could do early Friday morning. You're like, I guess I could move seven things around and get somehow it does always happen.
Somehow.
Well, I feel like G Mike and Alex shouldn't have the flexibility that we have.
Yeah.
Only me, you, Dave, and Jake should have the flexibility to do it. What a talent.
Jake,
we're the which is psychotic. We're making it a bit on the show, but Jake is not going to be talent on the show. We don't do enough man in the street stuff to be like, Jake, that's your role with the podcast. That's insane.
Dude, Jake came up to me before the podcast, and he goes, listen, I think I'm just going to say, hey, look, I'm no good at this intern stuff anyway, so just make me like part of the show or do this, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I just knew how poorly received that was going to be by Lewis. And I just totally encouraged him. I was like, great idea, dude. Pitch it on the show. What, dude, don't even tell me anymore. Bring this to the show. What you just
did. Stop talking. You've made the sale.
Dude, whatever you're putting down, I'm buying right now, my friend. Bring it to the show. Everyone's going to love it.
He did really good in the Leprechaun thing. Nobody's denying that. It's just hard to pitch that as a recurring
segment. Every week we have Jake doing a man in the street thing. We're just going to go and walk.
Leprechaun.
It could be Staff Leprechaun. It's not the worst idea.
I mean, here's what's going to happen is he's going to...
No other network has a Staff Leprechaun, dude. Gestures will be leading the charge.
Do you think All Things Comedy has a Staff Leprechaun?
Tony Hinchcliffe's going to be like, wait a second, we should have a Leprechaun.
Oh, then he's going to get a way better Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He'll get an actual Leprechaun. He's got the connection. He's like, Trump gave me a Leprechaun. I know Donald Trump, RFK. They got me a real live leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Leprechaunt. That's what we're going to call fucking Jake because he can't leprechaun. Do shit.
The leprechaun.
Can't do shit. I'm Jay. I'm prickly again.
Why?
I just told Dave before.
Have you still been prickly since, or you're re-prickled?
I'm re-prickled. Well, it's just always, I stopped doing the Lewis Zach
Lewis
show.
Lewis spent all of Tuesday pulling all the pricks out, and then just to get re-prickled on Wednesday.
Fell down a hill into a pile of cacti.
I'm a bitch. Prickly.
No, it's just a lot of little things that are just stressing me out. Fucking my car had to get serviced. Good. That's right. I mean,
let me wipe my face with this towel. That's not a towel. It's a porcupine.
Oh, no.
So you have to get a new roof?
Wait, what?
I thought you said you have to get a new roof.
No, my car, I had to go get it serviced. I have to get a new real ID. And I didn't realize that was
shit. Oh, yeah, I got to do that too. Fucking so annoying.
Just so you know, before you get it, like to not have to panic or rush, as long if you bring your passport, you're fine.
No, I know. And that's what I'm doing. I set an appointment. Too, yeah. I know I'm going to lose my passport one day. That's the problem. My real ID, I set my appointment. The first appointment they had was June 25th. This is just an example of prickliness. June 25th is the next appointment they have available. Wednesday, noon, gonna have to reschedule the Friday night hang. Just so you guys know, if you want to get a little prickly too on this one. And also,
I'm getting second order prickly from this. This is crazy.
I chose the motor vehicle place that's 5 minutes from my house. For some reason, they just chose North Bergen to send me to. So nice. Now I don't want to have to go and reschedule it again. So I'm like, I'm just gonna have to drive 40 minutes to North Bergen.
Is it 40 minutes?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, North Bergen is not as close as you would think.
You think when you're in Bergen County, you're like, oh, it's just a little north. No, that's
what I would say. I go, what's that, five, six blocks?
Yeah, I thought you could probably take in a compass there.
No, I live in northern Bergen County. North Bergen is a town in New Jersey. These idiots in New Jersey, they don't understand how that could possibly be confusing.
Oh, but I mean, there's so many, like the particularly Pennsylvania and Jersey have the same name, I believe, for several cities.
Yeah. Yeah. And New York and New Jersey have a few of them, too. It's like, what? You guys are so close. Just pick different names.
It's strange as shit.
Yeah. And I love New Jersey. I was fucking, dude, last night I was at James's baseball game. Mm-hmm. New Jersey has some of, like, I don't know what it is. I don't see it anywhere. Like, New York didn't have the same thing. Like, beautiful sunsets. Like, really beautiful purpley sky, like, fucking gorgeous sunsets. But the problem is there's, like, fucking broken telephones and wires that are, like, just crossing over.
Dude, I remember going into to visit my mom with the kids, like, at the height of lockdowns. So, like, I had already moved out and going back, but, like, the height, like, real deal lockdowns in early April. And I remember walking down Broadway on the Upper West Side and just hearing bird chirps. And it was like the freakiest thing where you were like, oh, that's always been here. It's just everyone's so goddamn loud. Yeah. You never hear it. But
what
like, it's like,
what if you don't speak bird though? What if they're being anti-Semitic?
Fuck you, cake. Get out of here. Choose the neighborhood.
I just sent you a picture of the sunset, G Mike, yesterday sunset, how beautiful it was.
Oh yeah, no. Well, I get it out here by me. The fucking stars in the sky are crazy. The sunsets are unreal. Yeah, yeah,
that's what I was last night. I had that boyish thing. I'm like, look at stars.
Well, you haven't seen them since you were a boy,
or like you know, on an Airbnb somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the most boyish thing I've ever had. Like that, where I was like, wow, this is what America is. Was when I went to go do Sturgis, the bike rally. I was hosting something there, and when I landed in that South Dakota, and I landed at night, and I remember getting off the fucking plane and going outside, and you're like, the air is different. Immediately, you feel it, and you just look up, and you're like, holy shit, dude!
Yeah,
like what's the crazy amount of stars?
It's just being on a different planet. It looks like somewhere. It's crazy.
There's no one out there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's all like smog and fog. And why can't we see the stars in New York City?
That's what I think
it's the lights. It's all the lights from the buildings and shit. You know,
is that what it is?
Yeah. In LA, it's smog, they say. In New York, it's because it said it's so lit up that you just like your eyes don't adjust to see the stars behind it.
Well, it's like kind of like, you know, like when we would do the festival out there for the last few years, when you'd be on Fremont Street for like 3 days, you know, like by the end of it, and you'd start being like, I'm like in an artificial reality. Like I just have to get back to something that's not this.
Yes.
And it's like Fremont Street is like a crazy version of that. But then when you live in New York City, you're kind of always in that. You're kind of always under an overpass, like with, you know,
By the third day of Vegas, when you're like just dazed by, particularly Skankfest.
Yeah, it's also a festival where everyone's going.
Say one word, Skankfest. Yeah. But the stimulation that is from the second you, I mean, one, we're at the festival, even if you're chilling and bullshitting, like you're stimulated just because it's a fucking festival that we're a
and it's your festival. It's right. Your, you know, like it's yeah,
we're a major part of. But the idea that when you leave, you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna take a stroll back to the hotel and just like unwind. You know, it's nice that it's a couple blocks. I can unwind on the walk, smoke a cigarette, and then it's just like Katy Perry's voice blaring for the 50th time on that same thing on Fremont Street, zipping over your head, and it's so just, bright, and you're like
surrounded by David hotel. Lynch creatures. And fucking-
then you get in the hotel, and it's like crazy loud in there, and all the clinging of the things. And then you get to the hallway of your room, and it's music that you have to get in your. And then you get in your room, and mercifully, all you hear is the muffled bass of whatever music's playing.
It's,
like,
it's too much.
By the fourth day, you're just like, I have to get out of here, please.
I know. Yeah. You literally, by the fourth day, you have the energy of like a kid on their first sleepover, and you're just like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
There's something crazy about it when you do those.
Angry at it.
Those casino gigs as well in Connecticut. Like when you, and we used to do a long one. It used to be a 5-day. You'd go out Wednesday, and you'd be there till Sunday night, and you're at fucking Foxwoods Casino, and you're like, it just, whatever it is, the first time you step outside after the 5 days, you breathe in real air. You're like, what the fuck is this? This is like crazy. It's just, there's a weird, like surreal.
It's like you're bullied by sound. It's like when you're walking down, it's just like someone pushes you and then you hit another person and they push you back. And that's how you feel. You feel like just getting shoved back and forth. Like, please let me just go home.
Well, at least at Skankfest this year, we're going to be a nice, calm place like New Orleans.
Well, we're a little off the path, though. I
believe. We're off. We're by the water. We're not like people that think of like Mardi Gras or like Halloween in New Orleans, which I did Halloween in New Orleans 1 year. Actually, you did too, right? Were you on that?
Me? No.
It was the Impractical Jokers cruise. We left from. We weren't on the same one. That's crazy.
I know.
That's wild. James's episode of Impractical Jokers came out, by the way. He's so cute.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's adorable.
Love that guy. Thank God he's a boy, or he'd have some stories, huh?
I know. Well, it's like him standing next. It's him standing next to Murr. I'm like, oh boy, this isn't going to go well for you.
He's like, hey kid, how old are you?
Is that you have any girls? You have any friends you can hook me up with?
That's school? He goes, five more years, I'm going to be in that ass.
I just like Murr leaning over to James and going, "Nice try, but she's mine."
Yeah,
Lewis. I'm watching White Lotus season one. All I'll say is, I've never disliked. I think he's a great actor because I've never disliked a person more than the asshole with Alessandra Ambrosio.
Oh yeah, he's the worst. He's such a shit character.
I'll tell you what, it's great when, and actually I have to give credit to what's her name, Sydney Sweeney, who I just think is like a vapid, big titted dope.
Yeah,
she also plays that very like the way she plays that. You have to be a good actor to do it. They're not just like, hey, be the bitch you look like you're supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And the guy's like, hey, be the that guy's probably not a raging piece of shit. But I mean, he knows what his face looks like.
How many episodes are you in?
4 or 5.
Oh, because there's only like 6, right?
Is there only? Really?
First maybe season, 8, but I think the first season was 6.
Maybe.
Is it good? Is it? Should I watch it?
I don't. I'm enjoying it. I'm staying with it for sure. But I would tell you, I don't know what it's about.
It's just about these. Every season, it's a new version of the hotel. So White Lotus. It's actually the Four Seasons in Hawaii. Yeah,
but there's no crux, right? Like there's no story like crux and come down. It's just like following it. It's like day in the life.
They're following, like the different like people that are at this resort, and they're sort of going intertwined. But it's good, dude. It ends really good.
Steve Zahn is so hilarious. That's the father of the family.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he's great. He's a great. He's the most likable character on the show.
Yeah, Steve Zahn, great actor. That's the guy. It's one of the few movie scenes that's made me fall to pieces many times as he's part of.
Oh, and that thing you do.
No, riding in cars with boys when he leaves his son.
when he leaves the band in that thing you do, it really got me, dude.
No, but it is him.
You just had a huge hit.
It's when Drew Barrymore kicks him out and he has to leave his boy.
Oh no, that's brutal. That would get me. Oh, because I specifically lived it.
Yeah, dude, me too.
But yeah, Alex, you weren't kicked out necessarily. Like that's not. I wasn't kicked out either. That's we decided to bring up. But it was
we're having a different reaction to it. I'm having more reaction to what the kid goes through.
Oh, being the boy.
Oh, I see. Bring it up. No.
My father wasn't kicked out. My father was stabbed to death.
Riding cars with boys, dad leaves. It's got to be on YouTube.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
Oh.
Never seen it.
Rough one?
It's great. It's a great movie, but it's a... Yeah, the concept of the movie is... It's Drew Barrymore's older. She's an older lady, and she picks up her son from school because she's... I don't know, she's an author, and she's going to accept an award, and her son on this road trip, and they're just kind of going through their lives, how they ended up. And it was just like, we could all relate to it. It's just young mother, young single mother going through it. She married a shithead, and now she has to do it by herself, and she's like young and inexperienced with no, you know, has to like kind of pick herself up by the, it's great.
All right, whose side are you on? Mine or Beatrice's? Fuck off.
Yeah, you didn't leave like this.
No, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of a shithead. I was, you know.
Oh, I was a shithead. This is more of a drugs and shit thing.
No, that guy, get under that.
Also that? Okay.
Also that, for sure.
Is it this? But it
was the drug use was almost like a reaction to it. No. So I wasn't using drugs when I was with Beatrice.
You were never, there is a line of drug addict that you never
crossed. There was a line that I was putting on my nose.
Well, that's true. No, you were doing way too many drugs, but like there is something a little bit different, at least in my mind, than when you talk about being a drug addict.
The drugs weren't at the crux of why we broke up. Ended up being my response to us breaking up.
Right. But I'm just saying all three of us, and you probably have gone the furthest off the deep end in your lowest points, Lewis, and pulled yourself back. But all three of us probably have done too many substances. You know what I mean? And even kind of relied on them a little bit. But it's never like,
here, take it down and then bring it up when we're ready for it.
None of us have ever been the thing where it's like, you got fired from your work or you got demoted from your job. Your relationship is falling apart because of your drug use. Your friendships are falling apart because of your drug. It's just not that. You know what I mean?
We were like just being rad, dude.
Yeah, we were awesome for a little too long.
Dude, you were fucking managing both things, dude. Fatherhood and problematic drugs.
Major problem. Never did drugs around James, not once ever.
Yeah, just behind him.
Yeah, but even that's like a good test too. It's like, have you
he was only with me like when I first left, he was only with me like one or two nights a week. And I would take off those nights, but I was going hard anytime he wasn't around.
So weird. You just hid that completely from me.
Well, you would be very judgmental, I thought. Specifically. Yeah, I would have.
But maybe I would have got your shit. Maybe I would have helped you get your shit together quicker.
Maybe. You know, I think I needed to hit a rock bottom in order to... people's elbow, rock bottom. I had to do the razor's edge.
You hit it from me, and I wouldn't have been judgmental. I mean, in my phone calls with Jay, I would have, but not.
Yeah, I didn't hide it from you as much as from Jay. Like there was times where I asked you to borrow money. That was one of the last times I ever did coke. Was when I ran out of money.
You never said it was for coke. No, you didn't. You never told me, can I borrow money for coke?
I did one time, and you were like, dude, no, I'm not lending you money for coke. And then I was like, what am I even fucking doing? Ralph?
Okay, so I said no. Okay, and then you borrowed money for
Can I borrow money for food?
And you're like, yes, you may.
Thank you.
Coke. I'm lucky that I didn't have money when I was doing coke. Like I would spend my last $80. Like now, if I want, I could have such a delightful coke problem now. Oh, not that I'm rich, but I have enough money to support a fucking hardcore
coke habit. You got nice coke habit money.
Oh my God.
I think that the more I look back, I'm very, I don't know, but if I could change, I would not want to have given me in my 20s money. I think that's a risky game of Russian roulette to play. There's a very good shot. I would have just fucking gone off the deep end if I had had real money. Favorite,
was it a Julian joke or a Joe DeRosa joke?
Young, so that's Julian. Great with it.
You were more responsible, younger. No, it's a Julian McCullough joke. Such a great fucking joke. It's an old Julian McCullough joke about, I forget exactly how it goes, but
Bieber.
it was
Justin Bieber.
It's like, we judge Justin Bieber and Britney Spears or whoever, and he was like, if you were 22 and someone said, you're world famous, here's an unlimited amount of money, everybody wants to fuck you, the limo's waiting outside, I'd be dead before I left the couch.
He's like, these kids should be commended.
He goes, it's amazing the way they're holding it together.
Perspective is so weird on stuff like that. I remember very specifically when Justin Bieber had the, he was like fucking around his neighbor. By the way, people are worried about him again, saying he looks drugged out and everything he does. But he was,
he had a recent video, if you could find it in a minute, where he like freaks out on a paparazzi.
There's a couple things, couple videos of him just being like wigged out looking. But he, you remember he like, was driving, he was doing shit, he was like menacing people.
I vaguely remember this. Like, yeah, he got
throwing eggs. He was throwing eggs at his neighbor's house.
But then he had to do a deposition, and that deposition video came out, and he's just sitting there like twisting in his chair, like, and he's like, you know, at this point probably like 20 or something like that, or 19, but he's just like twisting in his chair by the cop. He's just so super disrespectful to the cops. He's just being a fucking cunty kid. And I remember being at the age at that point to already kind of be like, what a fucking jerk. I'm like, hey kid, like you're an adult, fucking act like an adult. Pete Davidson was always like, I respect it. I was like, I think it's great. Like, I think it's awesome what he's fucking doing. And you're like, weird. Weird that he sees it that way. He was like, I think it's a badass, like rebellious. Fuck,
well,
you
know,
he was
a badass. I just remember. And it was just a weird thing. Like, I was always very respectful to cops. Like, when I got caught, I was caught. I was like, officer, whatever you need me to do. I'm trying not, because I've been to central booking so many times just for smoking weed and stupid shit.
You don't want worse trouble.
I just want to get out and maybe have them give me a ticket. So my whole angle, as soon as I'm caught, is not to be like, yo, fuck you. Like, never that. It was like, officer, I was completely in the wrong. Whatever I can do to make this a faster process where it's not going to be, I guess maybe it's a sign of entitlement that these kids do that, but that's also not true, because black kids in the hood fucking freak out on cops all the time, and fucking, so it's not just entitlement.
Well, it's entitlement or nothing to lose. There's two directions that can go.
Right. Yeah, maybe. But I also feel like a 19 or a 20-year-old kid, like, you know, all things considered, and the Julian McCullough joke does sort of hold true. It's like, this kid's got an unlimited amount of money. He just has been famous since he's a child. He's sort of, Arrested Development, sort of sitting in this sort of like, I'm always forever young. I look at Bieber and I'm not going like, oh, what a fucking piece of shit. I was like, I think he handled it pretty well, all things considered. And he was getting fucked by P. Diddy, I think.
Ooh.
It wasn't all bad.
Bring up that scene. Let me set this up for you guys.
All right. Now,
he's come home. He vanished. He's doing heroin. He's a dopey, Steve Zahn. They had him, they picked him for a reason. He's like a dopey, sweet dude. And the kid, this was why it hits with me too. I don't know if you had moments with your real dad, Dave, when you were younger. Did you think he was the shit? Because the kid thinks his dad's the shit.
Yeah, for a while I did.
Yeah, he thinks he's the shit, and he doesn't know that and he has to come in and tell his son that his mom just said that you gotta go. Because she was like, she goes, I can't let you fuck up our lives. So she kicks him out, and he comes to tell the kid, oh, go ahead.
Let's see.
Hey, Dad. Guess what?
I did see this movie.
I'm horny.
I lost my tooth.
Aw. Me too, but I use heroin. That's why. I also lost a couple teeth. It's like
bit.
Jay. This is why Jay connects with him, because he's
tummy time. I don't even. He's doing tummy time.
Tummy time. Pause. That was literally the position Jay was in when he's.
Yo,
there's a video of two black guys. You got to find this one too. I mean, I don't know exactly how you're gonna find it, Suarez, but it's two black guys on like a Zoom call together, and they're like thugs. And then the one black guy is doing tummy time, but he's kind of kicking his legs.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then the great.
Yeah, but black people don't. Let me tell you something, Jay. You're lucky you got white friends.
Yeah,
because we're like, way cooler about
the black
time
guy. The other black guy's like, "Yo, nigga, what are you doing with your feet?" He's like, "What?" He's like, nigga, you can't do that shit with your feet." He's like, "Yeah, I can. Who gives a shit how I move my feet?" He's like, "Yo, man, this is some fuck, yo, bro, stop doing that shit with your feet." He's kicking him, and it's like, "Yo, bro, you're too much. This thug life shit ain't real, bro. You need to fucking chill with that shit." Dude, they have such a serious argument about him doing tummy time and kicking his feet. Oh, it was fucking great.
Tell me time, the ultimate battle.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I never even this is such a funny
thing. This is why you connect with this guy, Jay. It's
because that's what I used to do. I used to draw on my tummy.
I've never once ever done anything doing tummy time.
This is why I hate robes.
Why you hate robes?
Yeah, because your dad leaves when you wear a robe and lay on your tummy. Go ahead, play it. Oh, it's so sad. Turn it up a little bit.
It's turned up all the way. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He can fix it in post.
Can I come?
Aw.
Why can't I come?
Because your mom's.
He's a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
We weren't around each other anymore. Probably not supposed to say that.
Oh, Jesus, dude. This is getting me.
Look. You're going to hear a lot of bad things about me.
Oh, I'm going to have this conversation with James one day.
But only two of the three things are going to be right. So when you hear something that's really, really bad, you try to think that that's the one time that they're wrong, okay? Okay. All right?
It gets worse.
Let's see.
I don't want to do this anymore, guys.
All right, buddy.
It's so nice to not have a memory of my father. Times like this. Aw.
I gotta go.
Hit him in the face. Drew, you fucking cunt.
This hits me on a couple levels, and Davis might get you too. Keep going.
Jason. What are you doing?
Oh my God, his name's also Jason.
I remember this now.
He grabs his toothbrush.
Aw.
I
want to
go with you. Jason.
This. If there wasn't the button on this scene, I don't know if it would hit me so hard.
You're mad now, but you'll see that we wouldn't have had a chance unless I did this.
Leave me alone.
Mom's just psychotic. Leave me alone.
Then I'll leave you alone. But remember, I am your mother.
Fuck you, bitch.
And that means you're not allowed to stay mad at me.
Want a bet?
Just the whole thing he went through.
Maybe he won't forgive you until after you die for 20 years, after he has to take therapy for years.
It's the shit. I felt it. I felt bad. What hit me on that was that, like, when you're shitty, and I think a lot of, like, you know, single mom sons, is you got shitty with your mom for not being your dad, you know, your dad's kind of cool, and so dad wouldn't, but, or getting mad at her, and you're like, and she never says, like, yeah, I'm the one that took care of you, fuckface. Like, he split.
Yeah. I just, the only thing, honestly, I think I'm incapable.
Dave's actually trying to hold back tears because he's touching his face. This is a tell right now, Dave.
That really hit me.
That's a sad scene.
No, but I'll say what hits me is I'm at this point, I'm kind of incapable of having any of the, like, and this is, that's very true for me too. Like, I resented my mother for my dad being a piece of shit before I had figured out that he was a piece of shit and she was actually the good one. But what gets me about the scene is just from being like, for being a fuck up for as long as I was in my 20s and 30s, and I could just relate to, like, fucking things up in my life. Sure. And just the thought of, like, ever fucking up so bad that you lose your kids is, like, I don't know, just like the most terrifying fucking thing.
See, that's the thing, that, like, that's what's getting me more than, like, thinking about, like, my, I just don't have a memory of my father, and my mom was also shitty. Like, there was just no, like, there was no, like,
but you have anything with this, right? Are you worried about
them for the other one?
I don't connect with the kid. I connect with the dad, and I, you know, I can kind of be there. And me and Beatrice, it was almost like there was a, it was, we were very close to kind of coming down that, like, situation. Like, she threatened to take James to the Midwest and, like, take him away from me. Like, we were, like, it got, like, that fucking nasty when we was very, very young. And yeah, I mean, I had to hit rock bottom and get myself into a better position and go to therapy and do all that shit in order to, and now she fucking,
it only took one rock bottom.
There was a people's elbow in there.
Yeah,
I made that joke earlier. Oh, Razor's edge, sorry. Jackknife.
Oh, there you go. Power all bomb. Good, all good ones.
So, but yeah, I no, yeah, it was, yeah, you know, that, but it had to happen
at rock bottom. It happened when Jake the Snake Roberts DDT'd him.
Well, I'm so terrified of snakes. But yeah, like,
No, I mean, yeah, look, it almost got like that. It reminds me of the dynamic between me and B when James was one.
When you, know you and it's not,
but like she treated me like I was like that more. Guy.
Yeah, well, that's a little crazy. But like, you could, you also like, you're just not far. You're not so far removed. And I feel this way myself, and I've never like been in that situation that Lewis was in. But I'm also not just like, I'm not just like. Like, I'm sure there's some like khaki pants guy who grew up with a great dad who like is like, yeah, that would never be me. But I'm like close enough that I'd go like, no, I could see having fucked up. Like, I'm not going to do that now, but like younger in my life, could I have fucked everything up? Like, yeah, I'm capable of that. And just imagine being in that situation where you got this kid and they're crying and it's not a 1 year old, you know, it's your whatever 6 year old here where they're aware of what's
going
on.
Well, that was the other thing that like, me and B made a smart decision to just end things when he was a baby. He has no memories of us together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just, you know, now he only has memories. And I I've talked about this before, but like I just made a decision. I was like, by the time he can remember shit, I want to have my shit together. You know what I'm saying? And that was like a goal that I set for myself. I was like, I want to have a nice apartment. I want to be able to take him on a vacation. And I set that specific goal. And you know, sure enough,
you hit it. Yeah, he'll never remember you kind of being a bit of a mess for the first 2 years.
He'll never have those memories. Like, so, but it, you know, that
you also loved the shit out of him and were a good dad, even when you were a mess a bit. You were always like, whatever does stay with you is the core of you, like being a loving dad. It's not like, of course, dad's apartment's pretty shitty. Like,
yeah, I mean, when I got with Kim, when you know, that was around the time where James started having memories, like 4 years old. I remember when she first came over to my apartment, she's like, hey, why are you using a cardboard box as a nightstand? And I was like, what? That's the same thing. And you can put things inside of it. Put things inside of a nightstand. I was like, all right, touche.
A nightstand with a drawer. Quite a fantasy you got there, Kim.
You know, Lewis, the bummer of things I got to do, though, is like you said, your mom sucked also, which sounds very much like the description, but she also had no chance for a redemption arc. She died. You know what I mean?
No, well, she did because she died at my age. So it's not like she died when my dad died when he was like 26 or whatever, 25. Yeah, something like that. My mom died when she was 43 years old, and she got worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, her best years were right after my dad died. She really tried to be a mom. She tried to, like, you know, she was the fucking my Boy Scout leader. She put me in Little League and football and fucking she beat the shit out of me when I was doing bad in school. That was like her way of like trying to be a good parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was all like
she had to be a mother and an abusive father.
I only had one. She had to do both jobs of both.
To be a loving mother and an abusive father.
All I mean, I did my Boy Scout leaders were both women, which was crazy.
That is funny as hell.
Yeah, Dan Doherty. Remember Dan Doherty?
Sure.
From the
of course
the acid. 30 hits of acid story that I stole from that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His mom was also our Boy Scout leader.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Dan Doherty? Did you ever meet Dan Doherty?
He's still on that trip, dude. He's still on that
trip. The 30 Hits of Acid guy? He wanted to come on, and then he started like obsessively tweeting at me. And then eventually
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was like, I did a poll to see if like people would want him to come on the show at one point. And some people were like, yeah, some people were like, no. And he's like, 35% of your audience wanted you to bring me on the show. That's a large amount of people. It's like, well,
so he's being weird.
No, he's fine now. I mean, he's sort of gotten over it.
But it's just weird. But that whole the reaction you're describing is pretty weird.
No, he's a fucking a lunatic. He's a fucking
okay, yeah.
You know, he had a story that went viral 15 years ago on the internet, and he's been holding on to that identity ever since.
So it's crazy.
It's gonna be me in 15 years. I'd be like, I debated Douglas Murray on Joe Rogan.
It's going to be Jake and fucking for the rest of his life. He's like, dude, I was a leprechaun. I give wet dollars to black people.
It's going to be Jake last Monday.
Yeah, dude. It's insane. All insane. You can pull up this Bieber getting fed up with the paparazzi. Because some people were like, yo, look at Bieber crashing on. And I was kind of going like, I don't know, dude. Like, just people constantly taking pictures of you with like you're trying to be out like having food. Like, I understand that's the trade-off of being famous. But at the same time, there is one day where you're going to be in a bad mood and some shit's going to be going on in your head. And you'd be like, yo, fuck you. And now you're on camera saying fuck you to paparazzi. Yeah. And you're just like, I don't know. I feel like we're kind of
harsh. If any of us were judged by our worst moments, like if you judged your relationship by your worst fight, or you judged you as a person by your worst moment, like none of us are coming out looking too good.
This is the new one. He's just like a Fat Albert character.
I wish that I had the confidence to wear oversized clothes, but I'm like, I don't want to look fatter.
I think the one that I saw, he had like his shirt like half on.
Right. Yeah. How many pictures you need? Let's go, guys. This is a newer one. I think.
Let's go, guys. He's like, how many pictures do you need?
Yo, dude.
No, that wasn't the one I'm talking about.
No, the one
that
was,
is just, I mean,
he
I
gives
just,
him a speech.
Yeah, that is just totally reasonable. Like, I don't know. I know technically you're allowed to take pictures outside, but it is so goddamn obnoxious to just be in someone's face taking pictures of them when they're just trying to do something.
I think at this point it should be like there's celebrities who I assume doing as long as him that are just like, you just walk to the fucking... I mean, I watched like Kevin Hart when he like walked outside for a block. It like said, it shuts everything down, but he just like turns around and waves and keeps going and just gets to where he's got to go. I'm going to say you can't have certain days, but you'd feel like the longer you do it, not that it wouldn't suck less at all, but like it's so background to you by now. You know what I mean?
Like, I guess I just like, so you if you think about Skankfest, where it's a very particular thing, and you go in to Skankfest like we all do, the attitude is like, we're here to hang with everybody. Yeah. Like, that's part of what this festival is. In fact, that's kind of the essence of what the festival is that, like, you're going to bullshit with that. When you walk through, if people want to stop you, you're like, fuck yeah, dude, let's talk. Let's bullshit. Let's take pictures. Let's do all of that. And you go there with that mentality. But I have had times, even at Skankfest, when I'm there with that mentality, where it's like, dude, I got to get back to my hotel to drop this thing off and eat the sandwich that I have there and then get back to this show. And you're like, shit, it's like, this is tough that I have to do. I remember seeing The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, in an interview where he was just kind of describing how that's life. And like, I would be like, listen, I'm not saying any of us wouldn't make that trade. There's a lot of great things that come along with it, but that is a real price to pay. It is a real price to pay to like never be able to fucking walk down the block. Like literally to feel like you can't just go outside.
I think it's a price. I'm telling you, seeing that again, we're talking the difference between, which was such a funny thing.
And Kevin Hart's a good example of that too. Cause like The Rock, this is like it's not just that they're A-level celebrities, but that they're so recognizable. Like you could notice it was them from their like silhouette, you know?
No, well, it's funny. My step-pop asked me way young in comedy, is like, was I trying to get famous or make a lot of money? And I think my first thing was like famous. And I assume with that comes lots of money. And then as you get older, you realize far more money, like far more money than fame. Like, I could be no level more stopped at an airport than I am now, as long as the money's there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
I could be three times more stopped at the airport right now, because it happens maybe, I'd say probably two or three times a month at an airport. I'm traveling every weekend. So I'm like, oh, dude, fan of Skanks, whatever it is. If it happened three times every time I went to the airport, I'd be like, yeah, what's going on? Pretty sick. But any more than that, I'd be like, dude,
I'm saying it is nice when you have to stop and say stuff like that. But I'm saying you don't have to. Like I said, I didn't feel jealous of that at all. Like, you feel jealous of, like, you know, where his position is. But to see when you walk down the block and like, it's obnoxious. No one, I even have people now, a lot of times when I say even getting recognized, a lot of times it's like, as they're walking by me, they go, oh shit, Big J, love your shit. They just, that's like that. Like a Kevin Hart sighting is like, you have to do something. They feel like it's like, we're looking at one of the most famous people in the world right now.
Yeah.
And like, so it's like, we have to look or tell somebody or try to film them or ask them for a picture or an autograph, you know?
The amount of times that I've been like, I go into a bar, or like a restaurant with a girl, and then the girl goes to the bathroom. This happened. This is a regular thing. The girl goes to the bathroom.
Fuck. I already know what you're going to say. It sucks.
Like a bartender or a waiter come up. I was like, hey, dude, just wanted to let you know. I don't want to bother you. Just big fan. But it's almost like they waited for her to leave. I'm like, what are you doing? I did this actually with Jenna, my ex.
and current situationship. but when on our first date, this happened. She went to the bathroom, and then the bartender's like, "Hey, just so you know, like, huge fan." And I'm like, "Dude, hold that thought." I said this to him. I was like, "Hold that thought. When she comes back, I want you to finish the thought." Then she came back and he said it. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's not even a big deal. It just happens.
She goes, wow, talk about an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, sir, leave me the fuck alone. Can't you see I'm with a lady?
That's the best Don Rickles joke ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh wait, what is that?
I can't remember. He goes up to Don Rickles was on a date. At like a swanky restaurant.
He was entertaining a bunch of people. He had a bunch of people at his
Well, the way Frank Sinatra told the story was he was on a date. But
oh, really?
He's on a date, and he goes over to Frank Sinatra, and he goes, "Dude, I'm really trying to impress this chick. And like, she's a huge fan of yours. If you could just come over and say hi at one point, and like show her that we know each other, like you're the man if you do that." Blah blah blah. And Frank goes, "Okay, no problem." So they go over to eat, and he comes over, and he goes, "Don, how are you? Introduce me to your date." And he goes, "Frank, we're eating here." Yeah,
it's so fucking funny.
Shoes him away.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Ah, shit, I love it.
I think I found the right video, guys. I'm sorry about that.
No, please don't be sorry, Suarez. You're here. Our rest of our producers are who fuck knows where.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know. Why are you here? You already know. I want money. Money, 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 money.
Justin, finish putting your shirt on.
Oh, I'm sorry. We caught you right in the middle of changing.
Why would you, dude, when you got that kind of a fucking trunk?
Money, 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 money.
He's got a nice money, abs, fat cock.
Get out of your money.
God bless this kid.
Money? All you care about, guys, is money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money.
Pause it.
No people.
See, I mean, it's also extremely easy to say that when you have an unlimited amount of money.
Yeah,
that's kind of where it comes off as like a little disconnected. You're like, Justin, if you were poor or if you were giving away your money, you could be sort of going like, all right, well, I understand that. But you're just richer than anybody here will ever be. You're so rich that a picture of you is making them money.
I know. It's also like money is so necessary. It'd be like if we were on like if we're like in outer space and I have an oxygen mask on and I was like, oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. That's all anyone else cares about. And you're like, well, yeah, but you're all set, dude. Like, we're going to die. I don't know. I have children to feed.
But I also, at the same time, there's nuance where I go, like, I understand him just being sort of fucking fed up. You're trying to walk into a restaurant or a mall with like your girlfriend or friend, and it's like these people just snapping in your fucking face.
But it's about something else. I think the thing is about something else. He's either the speculation is this guy's like all whacked out on drugs and shit, because when there's other videos of him just being spaced out. And, but you know, who knows? Maybe his, you know, again, these people, you don't know what the fuck's going on in his house and shit, but he just seems, dare I say, prickly over the last few months.
He's very prickly. Well, the other thing is like that whole Diddy thing, right? Like now there's like rumors that he's getting raped by Diddy. Maybe he was raped by Diddy. Maybe he's just constantly being triggered and reminded of this every day of his life. It's like Jay, you said this recently about
Stop showing me your body, dude, if you don't want me to fuck your ass.
You said this about who was it that was caught cheating? Were you caught having a baby? Yeah, it was a celebrity.
Dave Grohl?
Yeah, you said this about Dave Grohl. You're like, yeah, that just kind of was swept under the rug after a week. And that's true in the public's eye. But my response to you was, I was like, his home life probably is still a goddamn nightmare. His wife is probably still not fucking him. His wife is it's probably like on a personal level, it's probably affecting him a hell of like way more.
He stayed on the road for sure. But I mean, no one has ever been luckier. And should no, I mean, really, honestly, Dave Grohl should fucking go fight for Hamas because that's what happened, I believe. I believe October 6th, he goes, hey, I had a baby with some lady, just some regular old lady. You ever see the lady? She's just some regular old lady. I cheated on my wife, and my family's upside down over this. And then Hamas flew in and started killing people at a rage.
It almost makes him a suspect with the timing. Did you call Hamas and be like, guys, I'm going to need a pretty big favor?
Today's the day we strike. let's do plugs real quick because we got to talk about this Kanye tweet.
Ooh,
it's a solid one.
Forget the tweet. Go do yourself a treat and listen to the song.
Oh, please play the song. This is Friday Night Hang. We're not going to get flagged.
Half of the song. The second half goes, I don't know what the fuck it's talking about, but the chorus is, I gave my cousin.
Well, let's talk about it after we do plugs.
Sure.
Jay, you want to plug it up?
BigJComedy.com, punchup.live/BigJOkerson. All over the road. If you're listening to this live, you might still be able to get tickets to see me in Bricktown Comedy Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma, tomorrow night. Next weekend, Denver, Colorado, those shows will sell out, so get your tickets now. Mike Fenoy going to be there with me. John Carden's actually going to be with me in Tulsa this weekend. And so a lot of fun guests. San Diego on the horizon. So many things coming up. And look for me. I'm on some of these Shane gigs, too, once in a while. So you never know what city I'll pop up with them. Thank you all. As it stands right now, as of recording this, we're over 300, almost 350, I think, 1,000 views on the special, part two of the special. It's been amazing. Thank you so much for all your support and love, comments, likes, subscribes, all that shit. Listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk Series XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. And, of course, America's new favorite comedy game show obsession, Story Wars, right here on Gas Dig.
Hell yeah.
Dave?
Right. I will be in, my next stop is San Diego. May 1st through 3rd, I'll be at the American Comedy Company, which is a great club. I always have a great time out there. And then I will be at the Skyline Comedy Club for the first time ever in Appleton, Wisconsin. Then I'll be back at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Hilarities in Cleveland, Comedy Connection in Providence, the Tacoma Comedy Club, Spokane Comedy Club, the Detroit House of Comedy, and Tampa Side Splitters out in Tampa, Florida. So comicdavesmith.com for any of those ticket links. Please come out if you live in any of those areas. And of course, Part of the Problem is my other podcast over at partoftheproblem.com. And that is all.
Live dates, go to lewisofskanks.com. Tomorrow night, I'm at the American Comedy Company San Diego. So come out if you guys are listening to this live. But next weekend I'm in Houston at the Punchline. Then I got Comedy Fort, Fort Collins, Colorado coming up. Fort Myers, Florida. San Antonio, Texas just added for May 22nd. One night only. It's a really big venue. I am really nervous that we're going to fucking have a giant fucking one-third sold-out venue. Please come out, San Antonio, May 22nd. Drive, bring 10 friends to this one. Hyenas, Fort Worth, and Hyenas, Dallas. Then I got Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, London, Boston, Levittown, New York. And then that's all leading up to my special on July 12th in Tampa, Florida. I'm going to be there the whole weekend, though, with Zach Amico, Bobby Kelly. Bobby's going to probably jump on some shows, too, which will be a lot of fun. So come out to those shows in Tampa. Get those tickets. Almost sold out the special taping, so I'm very excited about it. And make sure you guys get your tickets for Skankfest on May 2nd. We announced a massive lineup, a bunch of people that have never been to Skankfest before. Bobby Lee is coming this year. Brad Williams is coming this year. Kevin Smith is coming with Jason Mewes. Jason Mewes had such a great time last year that he's bringing Kevin Smith.
And if you're wondering, between, cool, between Brad Williams and Bobby Lee, Bobby Lee is the Asian one.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, people that you wouldn't think, Michael Ian Black, like, these people would never come to Skankfest. It's crazy that we booked them. But then, all obviously, the family, guys like Shane
Gillis, former Governor Elliot Spitzer,
Nick Mullen, Sam Hyde, Tim Dillon, Mark Norman, List, the Skanks. I mean, there's right now 150 or so comedians that have been booked for it. So,
Alicia Silverstone from Aerosmith's
November 14th through 16th in New Orleans. So, get your tickets. Make sure you get them on May 2nd because they will sell out. All Access always sells out. So, don't wait. And yeah, we'll see you guys at Skankfest.
Will you make
check out? Check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, and sign up for our mailing list. You get a bonus podcast, just my solo podcast.
On Matthew Broderick.
lewisofskanks.com.
And finally, Thomas Hayden Church.
The guy who played Jason Voorhees in the first Jason.
Kane Hodder.
Is that his name?
Not in the first one, but he was the most famous one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because... The person who played Leprechaun after Warwick Davis.
Was there a different Leprechaun? No.
I believe somebody else. I don't think he did it every time. He
must have. It's his whole gig.
Yeah, but I know, but they got off into like Leprechaun in space and in the hood.
Dude, that's what we should do. We should send Jake to space.
Skank's Leprechaun in space. Set him up with Katy Perry.
Yeah. So yeah, play this Kanye song and pull up the lyrics as well. He admitted to sucking his cousin's dick. Is that what it is? The tweet was crazy. I saw the tweet.
The tweet's outlandish. It's crazy. And he's like, I know people are going to judge. But the lyrics to this song, I sang it on the bonfire yesterday, but enjoy, please.
Okay, let me find it with lyrics. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, I don't. I've seen it's people talking about this, but I don't know the story at all. So it's wait. So he did a song about his cousin.
So that's first thing. He did a tweet. He did a tweet saying like some long drawn out thing that ends with like I would show my cousin porno magazines, and then we would act out the things in the magazines, and blah blah blah. And he goes, so yeah. At the end of it, he just goes, yeah, I sucked my cousin's dick till I was 14 years old, and then a
pretty
song
late in the out. Game.
And it's so funny how many black people are like, that's the final straw. I was accepting him being a Nazi. I was accepting him.
Man, you were just talking all this common sense, and now you're gonna come out here and suck a dick.
The more I'm watching Kanye unravel, the more I like him, and I'm not even being funny or trying to like be provocative. I think that it's just one of the most interesting things happening to any celebrity ever.
No, absolutely, but I just don't know. I said if he's not genuinely unraveling. And this is
if
all
this
like,
is a real if he's playing fucking chess right now, I have so much respect for him.
Well, the problem I would have with that is like, again, he has kids and he's like, really, like, how long before your kids are having the answer? Like, why is your dad wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit on TV? It's like,
I'm sure they got an answer for it. But, you know, also these kids are so wealthy. I'm sure it's not our kids who like would have to answer for it like a regular school system.
Their response is going to be like, well, why is your dad the president bombing another country right now?
No, yeah, but I'm almost saying more of the idea that it's like, why is it my dad who's having like the public like meltdown? It's not like it's all. Listen, you already got to deal with the fact that your dad's like the most famous Kanye West, and every little thing he does is scrutinizing under the bed. When he's doing things where it's like,
yeah, you make a fair point, Jay. It's probably not great for the kids. I do not think there's any chance that he's faking this and playing 4D chess. This is real. He's not.
It seems to happen when he makes music. He makes music though, and then does something over the top always, and then releases.
Oh, I'm not saying there's no element of him ever knowing like this is going to cause a controversy or something.
Right.
But I'm just saying like he, I think, really convinced himself of that Nazi shit, and I think he really blew his cousin. That's my guess.
Oh, I think he really blew.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't say this if it wasn't true. For sure, this is true.
And you do have to, however you feel about all the stuff, the Nazi stuff or blowing your cousin. You know, you could find it all gross. But it does take balls to admit it publicly.
What would you rather? Your father publicly coming out as a Nazi or your father publicly coming out as blowing his own, your uncle?
Nazi. Nazi. I'm in with Nazi.
I wish my uncle.
Your uncle. Dude, yeah. Unc.
Oh, Unc Gary, got really rough. Up. Gary blowing rough. Uncle Barry. I just saw Gary blowing Barry.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the
I guess
I mean these kids are probably
listen,
so
can I say something in the regard of the in the Kanye West way, I'd almost rather, because if it was like your dad's a Nazi wearing a Klan uniform, you'd be like, well, clearly he's going through a fucking mental break, you know what I mean? Like if I saw my dad blowing my Uncle Barry, I don't think it's a mental break. I'd be like, oh no, my dad's living a secret life.
A secret incestual gay life.
Oh yeah.
Hanging out with my cousin reading dirty magazines. We seen two niggas kiss and we ain't know what that should mean. Then we start reenacting everything that we had seen. That's when I gave my cousin
This sounds this like what you real. Would this is like is this the actual song?
No, this isn't real.
This isn't like life. An AI. This isn't an AI representation.
Well, no. And go. Can you find another? Bring up the page that has the versions. There's a better. Like the lyrics are clear, and it sounds much better.
Yeah, that. It almost sounds like a pet. Like there's somebody's like writing a fake song, like South Park. This is what South Park would.
Correct. Yeah.
Would put out.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what
it sounds. It sounds exactly like right. Like I'm. Yeah. I'm a gay fish. The song. I'm a gay fish.
Yeah, your cousin's a fish.
Still one of the best episodes of that show ever.
It kind of like
such a good episode.
If it makes sense, it kind of like the verses after that don't go anywhere. It's that just that one verse where he's like, We get dirty magazines. We try to reenact what we saw. And I gave my cousin head.
Are you sure that you're not getting God here right now, Jay?
No. How could I be sure of that?
What, that's Kanye's, like, Kanye posted that? Like, this is my song?
Yeah. It's called Cousin.
It's not my favorite Kanye song. It's not my least favorite Kanye song.
I mean, his socials were struck again. Like, he's, it's like,
this shouldn't get you banned from social media. It should get you something, but it shouldn't get you banned from social media to tell the story of blown. Well, that's what God's already got a, God's got his content moderation policy for this.
He's got a plan for you, buddy. Buddy.
Game of cousin head. Game of cousin head.
I'm saying, are you sure that this is actually Kanye's song and somebody else didn't put this out and you're being got like that?
I know what you're saying. I mean, it's pretty like big news at this point.
No, I know. I just feel like that sounded like a joke.
It sounds like a Kanye West song.
I mean, he tweeted it himself.
Yeah. He tweeted it himself.
Yeah. Yadolf. Yeah, here we go.
Hanging with my cousin reading dirty magazines. We sent to
kids and then you get to me, you know what that should mean.
We stopped reading everything that we had seen. That's when I gave my cousin head. Gave my cousin head.
This is insane.
I gave my cousin head.
I gave my cousin head. I mean, I think he's trolling, dude.
I'm just, I'm this trying
song, to... Wait, listen, read the next part here.
I'm kind of with Lewis here just because Kanye is better than this, musically. You should have stuck with that policy.
I don't think they understand that I'm not attracted to a man.
Nitrous don't help me, it just put me in a trance.
This is the chorus.
I'm talking about euphoria, I'm not talking about a man. Told her don't leave me cause I need you.
Just so you know, I'm coming out to this song this weekend in San Diego.
Nice.
I gave my cousin head. I gave my cousin head.
You know when they ask you, like, what part of the song you want to come out to? I was like, oh, you. Yeah, I gave my cousin head part, please.
I gave my cousin head. Game of cousin head.
That's insanity. I feel like he's trolling.
Do you remember? I mean, that was the big thing. R. Kelly made a fucking 19-minute song that just says I admit, right? Is that what it's called? Or is it, I admit that sometimes I touch the booty hole of a young girl that maybe I shouldn't have. I admit that I don't pay my taxes on time.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this. That's right.
He's in the song, he says, like, he's basically saying he didn't rape anybody, but he's like, I did all, he tried to tell you a zillion other things he did. 20-minute song.
Also, I mean, you know, you gotta, to get in trouble for not paying your taxes, you gotta really, really try, I feel like.
Yeah.
You gotta really try. You gotta be like, yo, fuck you. I'm not paying taxes. The government will work with you. They work with you. Trust me.
Oh, absolutely.
Putting
you in any kind of legal trouble is a waste of time. They'd rather get something from you.
Well, you have to like actually be trying to hide money from them in order. Otherwise, like if you just simply say, "Fucking, I don't know, I got you."
Oh, I don't even know. By the way, if R. Kelly was it? Did he have a tax thing? I'm sure. A lot of the hip hop guys would have a tax thing because they would still have like you know, the name of their account. They'd have their accounting done by like their boy Rakif, like. You know what I mean? He's like, oh man, I forgot to do them write-offs, son.
You got to contact my lawyers, Rakif, Jaquan, and Leonardo.
Shalimar, believe it or not, that nigga man.
Yo, sir, we sent you a notice that this was going into collection, and your lawyer responded, "Nah, we don't play that shit."
Oh, he said, "Yeah, huh? Yeah, huh? He trying to put you in jail." I said, "Fuck that shit. We moving."
Oh shit. Oh fuck. The Kanye shit is what a wild arc. Because the other thing is, like, that song is not good. So that's my problem. Well, Kanye's music, is just, even that, if you don't like him, like, it's always good music.
Dick, suck your cousin's dick all you want to. That's not Kanye-level beats that I'm listening to right now. Yeah. This is, you phoned it in at the very least. I hope you gave your cousin a better blowjob than you did producing that song.
Well, again, I think at this point, he's another one who believes his own shit. So he just fart into a microphone. He thinks it's great. I mean, that guy hasn't made a good song, I think, in fucking years. They're always this kind of stuff. It's like conceptual bullshit. It's always like conceptual, nonsensical, rambly bullshit anymore. I mean,
dude, his first album was so good.
Can't tell me nothing rules.
Can't tell me nothing was a good song.
Dude, I still listen to Kanye. You know, I weirdly like. I realize I like more of his music than I ever thought I would. Diddy. I really do. Like, I have a running playlist. You know, to run. Not one that continues to run on. I mean, like,
just your whole life it's playing.
What by Diddy music? You mean like the old Bad Boy stuff, or like, yeah, you mean like his?
There's a lot of he's always doing like guest spots on tracks that I really like.
Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn and in that time period, yeah, and that was like the dominant force in the music that I loved. That stuff is some of the best fucking hip hop that's ever been made. Like all the old. Now he made some cheesy shit, and then he made like some poppy songs that did.
Well, I didn't like the radio. I never really enjoyed the radio hits ever, but he produced it all. So,
but then he would always. Because he was a producer. He would always do.
He took credit for all of it. All the stories I've heard is he was just basically like taking people's shit and putting his name on it. But that all the fucking like Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack and Junior Mafia and like all that shit was owned that time.
Why do they hide that documentary about Craig Mack before he died going into that cult where the guy just like molested women in front of the whole church?
Yeah, he was coming fresh off of Diddy. Probably seemed normal.
Yeah, well, he joined it and then he died. And the guy still runs that cult, I guess.
Yeah, no.
I guess at the end of the day, that's who was kicking New Flavor in his ear.
Just like New Flavor. That's a poor guy. I mean, talk about P. Diddy, though, bringing in, when he started Bad Boy and he walked into the studios and he goes, hey, do you want the fattest, ugliest guy and the ugliest guy in the world here? I mean, Craig Mack and Biggie Smalls, that's who he led. That's what he kicked in the door with.
You know, those people point out now that like there was victim. There was a tranny in the Biggie Smalls video that Biggie Smalls is like,
yeah,
trying to get with.
Yeah. One of the people in it was trans. No one knew.
And evidently everyone knew. That's the claim. That this was like a notorious, like everyone knew.
A notorious FAG. Biggie had one cross eye. He was 400 pounds. He looked unbelievable. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I was like, and Craig Mack was so ugly.
But like Biggie Smalls would also like, even in his music, he would describe it as like in the grossest way. Like he'd always be like, "These bitches lifting up my tummy to suck my dick and shit." You're like, "Oh, dude, don't say it like that."
Biggie looked like if you dropped a piano on Patrice's head in a cartoon. Like all of his teeth were keys and his eyes were crossed.
Oh, please bring up a picture of young Craig Mack. I mean,
I don't know what Craig Mack looks like.
Really?
No.
Dude, yeah. That first video ever. When they just have, it's like him and each introducing Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack to the world. It's just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Biggie Smalls just never sunglasses on, his tongue hanging out of his fat mouth. And Craig Mack looks like the lady who used to run the Laugh House when I started comedy. I mean, he was
Biggie's his tongue's hanging out of his
mouth. I mean, dude.
Ew.
That's literally who he walked into the studio and he goes, I'm starting a record label. And these are the guys. Keep in mind, everybody, this is an audio medium. First of all, he's drinking a glass of milk. I mean, something's wrong. He's got a disease probably that his bones need constant milk.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that we've finally come to a place where our celebrities need to be good looking for the most part. We're in a weird place with television where they don't have to be
good. Now it's that peaked in the early aughts and now we're back down.
Yeah, but still like music for the most part, everyone's very attractive.
Yeah.
There's like a sexiness to like,
or you could be popular, but you're gonna be, it's more artistic popular. The Alabama Shakes, that woman's terrible looking, but then it's all talent stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different with, like, you know, whatever that is, bluegrass.
Indie. No, it's like indie rock.
Yeah, like, that's a little different. But, like, hip-hop and pop music, it's like, you got to be hot. Like, for the most part. I mean, sometimes, every once in a while, you get somebody that isn't, you know?
The female rappers, it's interesting sometimes, because, like, they could either be smoke show. I mean, I think Megan Thee Stallion is hot.
So does my son.
Yeah. She's lost weight, too, so she looks, like, weirdly better.
Yeah.
But less, like, you know, less, like, video ho, like, thick-thighed. But I'm trying to think. No, that's the funny thing. When you go back in the day, none of that shit mattered. Like Aretha Franklin, nothing to do with looks whatsoever.
Well, like the 70s and 80s were like really different. Like even like the male like rock stars, like fucking Steven Tyler and fucking, I guess young Steven, like really young Steven Tyler was good looking.
It was celebrated though also to be kind of like that you weren't attractive kind of thing. You were like an ugly kind of like, it was about Carole King. But Janis Joplin was grotesque looking.
Yeah,
I can't believe anybody wanted to fuck Janis Joplin.
That tickled Suarez.
Yeah, he knows. Suarez, she's ugly. Fuck, Janis Joplin doesn't have an attractive picture in the world. Ugly from the time she was born, I'd guess.
She looks like Steve Zahn.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does actually. Her smile, her teeth. She has a very, each tooth is very defined look.
Ew. It's not great.
And it's maybe the best picture of her.
Yeah.
She looks, if you told me who is Harrington married to, I would assume it would be this. And not sweet young Alex.
A grandmother of a wolf pack? The oldest member of a family of werewolves.
Pull up a list of the ugliest celebrities. I'm sure somebody's compiled the list.
Celebrities. Well, here's the thing. They say that there's a look, like, I would describe Adam Driver as like an ugly guy, but he's a Hollywood heartthrob.
Well, the same thing with the guy from,
I would say he's ugly.
Who played Texas Tornado? What's his name? Dave, did you watch that movie yet?
No, I have not.
Next time you're on the road, it's great.
Jeremy Allen, whatever.
Yeah, girls love that guy, and
they're calling it a look. It's a certain look. It's called rat boy or rat face look.
He's ugly. He's an ugly human being. But every girl that I know is like, oh no, he's hot. I want him.
He's also jacked.
Yeah, he's got a great bod, but
he's jacked now. But no, I know what you mean. It is funny, the people that get like that people become like, again, it's not so much that someone thinks they're super hot. That doesn't blow my mind at all. That the mass thing is like they're considered a sex symbol. A person who people like, you know, like Adam Driver. That one always blows
my mind. I don't know who it is. If we could pull up pictures of any of these people.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Adam Driver's Kylo Ren in the Star Wars. When you see him, you'll know exactly who it is.
Hey, Suarez, turn your microphone off too. We don't need to hear you typing and breathing.
No, you're the fourth mic here now, Mike.
Congratulations, you just got Jake's spot.
I mean, is he ugly? No,
he's weird looking, man.
He's like a bit weird looking.
He's just a dude.
I don't know. I think he's very weird looking.
He's an odd looking guy.
And he's a dreamboat to people.
He kind of looks like hairless Dave.
No.
Dave, this is what you look like to us.
Dave, no, it's not.
This is how you see me?
Is this
Dreamboat?
Don't listen to that. It's not true.
We were born in the same year.
Look at that. 41 years old.
Damn.
Let's see his wife, Joanne Tucker. It's a tranny. That's why her name's Tucker.
Tuck her.
Well, she tucks her cock, dude.
Yeah. Sure.
I respect him. I respect a celebrity that has a fucking whatever looking wife. Like, they've been together for a long time. They got married. Yeah, they got married a decade ago. I bet she was super hot when they got married.
Yeah, maybe. She seems like a just regular pretty girl.
Yeah. Is she an actress?
She must be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Imagine being attracted to a woman's talent. What a fucking gay thing.
It makes no sense. I mean, I could see getting past talent. A woman's talent to be attracted to her.
Yes, look, I want to try my best to get over this talent you have.
God, it's annoying. I mean, listen, nobody's perfect. So you bring your baggage. It's talent. All right. But like,
what's
like a woman who's such a good actor? You're like, oh, I just.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not really attracted to her, but the work that Laura Linney did on Ozark is making me want that gash. Do we get a list of.
I'm trying to find one of what you're looking for. Most of them are like just ugly, non, like just like people in the world, but not like people we care about.
I featured this new merch on my Ari Shaffir taping.
Ooh. Yeah. Speaking of which, we didn't plug it. We got to start plugging it during the plugs. Go to skanksmerch.com and grab your new merch. We have hoodies, t-shirts, everything. It's all in pre-sale right now. It's all shipping by the end of April. So grab it now before it sells out.
Yeah, boy.
Skanksmerch.com.
Yeah, boy.
Ugly female celebrities.
Oh, I think I love The Handmaid's Tale, but goddamn, I find that woman unattractive.
Who is she?
Elizabeth Moss. And I know they can make her look like okay, for sure, but generally speaking, I don't know. I think she's like. She's all talent.
Well, I just asked ChatGPT for ugly female celebrities. You know what this fucking cuck libtard fucking program
We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't give a list like that.
Now, let's pivot that for a bit. Instead of calling out people for being ugly, which is super subjective and usually just invites unnecessary hate, how about we talk about famous women who get unfairly criticized for their looks but still kill their careers?
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up, feminist GPT.
Ugly.
It's way more interesting to highlight how badass they are despite public opinion.
Wait, hold on. So it's subjective whether you're good looking, but it's way more interesting. Doesn't that seem like a subjective claim? I think a list of uggos is more interesting.
I'm going to write yes, but you know what I mean.
That was the issue I was having too.
Let's see. Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, that's great. That's a great response. He goes, yes, Lewis, I'm much, much smarter than you. I know what you mean.
Sarah Jessica Parker, uggo. Always thought she was.
In times of her life, I thought she was pretty. But she always had that beak, for sure.
Kind of. I mean, she's also way too skinny. Like just.
Yeah, I'm saying, I thought she just wasn't ugly is just the point. I don't think she was ever ugly necessarily. I mean, now she's like older, but I never... Ugly wasn't her thing.
She was
She wasn't hot. That's for sure.
She's not hot. Too skinny. Fucking veiny. Yep. Veiny forearms.
She always just seemed annoying. She seemed like she'd be really annoying.
Oh yeah. She's old.
As Carrie Bradshaw, she was borderline fucking. She's disgusting. What are we talking about here, guys? She's disgusting. She was almost hot in the What's the witch movie?
Hocus Pocus.
Because she was next to that fucking slob and the other slob, she was the hottest of the three witches. Mm-hmm. But that was it.
Yeah, I'm talking about her younger.
Pull up 21-year-old Sarah Jessica Parker, the hottest age for a young gal to be.
She's on square pegs.
Let's see. What if it's just a nose?
She had a big nose for sure. But I was thinking more Footloose time. When she was in Footloose, she was pretty cute. But again, still like, I'm just saying the point is ugly. Ugly is a thing. I think the singer Sia is ugly.
Let's see. Tilda Swinton.
Ugly for sure.
I mean, she's not ugly. If, realistically speaking, dude, like by Hollywood standards, she's an ugly bitch.
Sure, but she's just not ugly. There's people who are ugly. Elizabeth Moss is ugly.
I don't know who it is because Suarez refuses to bring up the names we're talking about.
I know. He doesn't want to see this face.
Suarez would much rather fucking... Whoopi Goldberg, ugly.
Ugly.
Do you see Lena Dunham recently? This bitch.
It's crazy. She's gained... She's fat and she's put on 100 pounds.
Let me see. I haven't heard from her in fucking forever.
She doesn't know. She'd be a dope looking dude.
Tilda Swinton. I mean, not, she would be an ugly dude.
Yeah, but
she's ugly no matter what way you want to say. And if she manned a special starship where you have to play guitar in order to power it, that would be a cool look.
Yes, she's fleet hot. She's leading a fleet attractive.
Oh, shit.
Let me see Lena Dunham now.
Lena Dunham now is, she's gotten so fat, it's actually crazy.
She looks like a different person.
To the point where you're like, lady, you're just like, what? Like, I don't give a shit about feminism. Like,
well, she's lost her fucking whole base.
Remember, dude, she was like relevant weirdly for a little bit while she was kind of like the leading voice of the crazy woke left when there seemed at the time, at least, there was a little bit of a base for it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at
this. She said she wished she had an abortion. So
yeah,
she
was always taking like the craziest, you know, woke lane. But yeah,
there's worse pictures even where you can
pull up the pink one. The pink one's crazy. That's the one
I'm reacting to. Yeah,
make it larger. We don't want to just see it tiny in the corner.
I'll take a look at it large if you want.
I posted a picture of that, and then I posted a picture of Jigglypuff next to her.
What's Jigglypuff?
Suarez.
Same question.
Come on, you know what Jigglypuff is.
Can you hit us with Jigglypuff?
Pull up Jigglypuff. You know who Jigglypuff is?
Oh, I thought you were saying Suarez is Jigglypuff. Because I went, what's Jigglypuff? And you went, Suarez? Oh, is that what you call him?
Calling Suarez asshole. Jigglypuff. If Jigglypuff could pull up a picture on time here.
Fucking Jigglypuff.
You're not far off.
do me a favor. Stop pulling up pictures in the corner. Pull up an image. Hit the image button. What is happening here, Suarez? There we go. That's Jigglypuff. Or Kirby.
It looks like a pig's
Kirby going on there.
It looks like a pig's ass.
It's female Kirby.
That's got to be on purpose, right? Like it's the little coil tail of a pig's ass and the mouth is a pig's asshole.
Yeah, it's like it's me and Lena Dunham.
Yeah. It's Kirby and
Bring up Lena Dunham now. And then hit images. I'll walk you through the whole process.
Christ almighty, Suarez. You know, we like you. We like you.
I argue this a lot with Christine on the thing. And I know that we get demanding with bringing things up completely.
But I just feel like the next
but
step
I
is...
I feel like if my job was just that, I'd be bringing up
I'd
things.
Be killing it.
I'm such a dope searcher.
Now click on the pink one and make the pink one big. We don't want to see 100 small pictures. You're pissing me
motherfuck.
Oh, I already have that one queued. I'm sorry.
Oh, my fungal. I'm going to kill you, dude.
Buddy, we started looking for this picture at 12:20. I was like, I have to go hard out and at 12:30, and we have 4 minutes left.
This is so obvious what we wanted you to do.
I'm sorry.
That she look does look like pig. A completely different human being. I would not recognize her if you told me
there's
that.
There's one of her in a dress now it's way worse.
If you look at her stomach and tits,
she still tries to be sexy.
If you look at her stomach and tits, it looks like somebody put a pink bag over a large frog's head.
Oh, and because of her, it's got Kermit the Frog eyes. Her tits are Kermit the Frog eyes.
Help, I'm trapped in Lena Dunham. Oh, boy. Oh, this is it for sure. Oh, help. Why are there so many?
It's like you're trying to smother Kermit the Frog. He's breathing in.
Can't breathe. I can't, Kirby. Piggy. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. How fat is she now? I mean, I'm not even trying to be an asshole here. It's like, that is crazy. We should remove her celebrity card.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, the Netflix. But that's fucking, she is grotesque.
I'm still in here.
And she got skinny for a moment. By the way, and maybe my timeline might be off on this, but I believe like she got super relevant, rich, did the show, even like lost weight to be like presentable. And then she got with and I think married like a rock star, some dude like in a band, like a pretty popular band, and then he's got to be like, god damn it,
are they divorced now? What's her marital status?
I'd like to think that he got out of there.
I mean, you can't fucking get that fat. I'm being honest with you, no matter how much I loved any woman in the world, if she ever blew up like that, I'd be like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, barring major medical some situation.
It's
still married.
It is the equivalent of me just like going like, I don't feel like working anymore and making money. And I don't feel like if someone attacks you, I'm just not even going to try to help. It's like doing that. It's like, well, you can't. Then you kind of broke the agreement.
Luis Felber, a British Peruvian musician. Oh, look at this poor guy.
He goes, I made a deal with the devil back in 1987.
Yeah. Can we see them on their wedding day?
I got me first album to sell 100 copies, and I got to be with this fat pig rest of me life.
Let's see.
I got to roll in a second, boys.
According to ChatGPT,
yeah,
he's got a very artsy indie rocker vibe, kind of like if Adam Driver and Johnny Depp had a son who hung out in vinyl shops.
Poor Johnny Depp.
Like it was kind of like that.
Poor Johnny Depp catching shrapnel on that one. Fellas, always a fun one hanging out with you. And Suarez, the official fourth microphone of Legion of Skanks.
It's fucking Suarez.
And I'll say official leprechaun.
And official leprechaun.
Yeah, that's rough.
Look at her baggy bicep. Motherfuck, dude. Yeah. She is a big, awful, ugly, dumb pig. We'll catch you guys next week from the Legion of Skanks. Live from the stand. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Louis?
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.